88.5 KCSN. Jeff Penfield here, joined by Jack Garrett, live in studio playing the Belasco Theater tonight. A new album out called Phase. And thank you so much for stopping on by.
No, dude, thank you very much for having me. It's my pleasure.
So how's 2016 going, by the way, there? Lots going on.
Yeah, it's definitely busy. It's interesting. 2015 was an incredibly busy year, and I was kind of sitting at the end of it thinking, I don't really know what else there, like what else I can do in that space of time, because I've already done a lot this year, as in, like, I know there's more to do, but I don't know where I have the hours to do it. And then suddenly 2016 was like, no, we can find the hours, and we're gonna make you find it. Yeah, it's definitely been busier than I've ever been, I think, but it's amazing. I'm so lucky to do what I do, and I'm happy to do it.
Exactly. And we've had a lot of folks recognizing what you do as well. Critics Choice at the Brits, BBC Sound of 2016 winner. You know, what does it mean to see all this work that you've gone into thus far really starting to work out and really starting to get the recognition as you go through this year?
It's an interesting feeling. I have only ever wanted to and only ever strived towards kind of achieving success in the way that I define it, and I'm not sure how I define it yet, but I kind of, it's a strange one. Like, as overwhelmed and kind of humbled as I am, as gracious as I am to have received those awards that you mentioned, especially, they were awards that were kind of, they were given to me before my album had even come out, so I don't really class those as being pieces of recognition for the work that I've done. I instead kind of see them as flags that I've been given to hold kind of with and on behalf of the front line of new music that's been dominating the world this year. But kind of since then, the album has come out, and it did well over in the UK, and it's done well in other places, and people have been listening to it and just been responding to it. Like, I have only ever wanted to just spread my music as far and as wide as possible and kind of take myself out of that conversation, because I'm not interesting, but I think my music could be kind of thing.
Drink and smoke, like I did when youth stayed till the second round. When I grow old, the sun will cope, shine on every youth stayed. Never settling down. And no wonder I keep you close. You're the water to quench my throat. And if I never let you go, will you keep me young? Keep me young. When I grow old, my weathered soul and memories recluse, elusive, help me to them out. So keep me young and call my bluffs and help me out when you say there's no room for doubt. Say I'm stronger and keep me. And be the water and test my coat. And if I never let you go, will you keep me young? keep me young. Oh, when my heart stops beating and my blood turns cold, and oh, when my heart stops beating and my breath won't flow, and oh, when my heart stops beating, when you go, I'll know I'm old. Found the way out.
Who are kind of the people that informed your sensibilities? I guess, you know, not so much who are your inspirations maybe, but who kind of informed you, because there is so much, there are so many different sounds that you incorporate into what you do.
Well, that's kind of it, really. The artists that I look up to, not just for the music that they make, but the kind of way in which they make music, are all musicians who were able to take their inspirations and take all the music that they love and just make it work for them. They kind of created a genre for themselves, and the genre that they fell into was their name. So people like Prince, for example, even though I guess you could like say that Prince is a... You could say that Prince does funk music, but try and put Purple Rain into a funk playlist and you'll find it hard to do that. It doesn't work. Like, in the same way that you could call Stevie Wonder a, you know, R&B Motown singer, but then try and put Master Blaster jamming in that kind of genre, and it doesn't, because it's Stevie, it's Prince, it's David Bowie, it's, you know, those people who just define themselves by being themselves. That's the thing I look up to the most. The sounds of women I'll never meet. And when my eyes are closed, I can start to feel you staring at me. The right side of my bed has always left me feeling stuck in between. Everything I know and all the lies I tell myself so I can sleep. And pick apart the pieces you left, and don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it.
and try and give yourself some rest, and let me worry about it. Let me worry about it. You came around to say that you've been away like I had to know. As if I don't wake up every single day not seeing you go. As if this moon of forest only shines a hub to make me feel whole. In every step I take when the wind blows. And pick apart the pieces you left. And don't even worry about it. Don't get worried about it. And try and give yourself some rest. And let me keep worrying about it. Let me worry about it. And think about the pieces you left. And don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. And try and give yourself some rest. And let me keep worrying about it. Let me worry about it.
How do you go about creating your music when it is just you on your own? Is it just how does that work for you?
You just do it. That's kind of it. Like, that's all I've ever really known is how to make music on my own, kind of thing. Like, and there are other people on the record. I worked with an amazing producer from Denmark, a guy called Carassius Gold, who I'm a huge fan of, and he's a dear friend of mine. We worked on Worry together, and he's also on... we did a couple demo versions of Weathered before it became the version that it is. And I would send him stuff a lot of the time and just ask his advice, because I'm new to all of this. I taught myself how to produce music and taught myself how to mix it just by doing it. So I often doubt myself and make sure I'm, you know, to make sure I'm on the right path, I'll send it to friends of mine, to ears that I trust, including Crassius Gold. There's another guy, engineer and producer called Brett Cox from the UK, who came in and is on pretty much every song, because he kind of held my hand through that process and kind of guided my ears and gave me a new perspective so that I could kind of see the trees from the forest. And that was a really necessary thing. And then there's another guy called Mike Spencer, who's based out in the UK. He's on Weathered and Surprise Yourself, and he's an incredible mixing engineer, and kind of really helped bring those songs to life. So, like, there are other people on it, but you're right to say that the majority of the record was kind of, it came from my head and went through my fingers and then went into the ears of other people without anyone else to get in the way of that conversation, I guess.
I'm built to break, I give to take, mind, body, and soul. I feel to burn, I heal to hurt, human after all. But I can feel I'm far from grace, thirsty for your warm embrace, under my arm. But think of all the infinite ways you could think of something to say. But for now, give me something I can't be without. Give me reason to follow you down. I really want to. I'd really love to give up and lay down, sink deep in the ground, become the fool. But I'd run and hide, cower from the light, beasting in my soul. But I can feel I'm far from grace, thirsty for your warm embrace under my arms. But think of all the infinite ways you can make me feel okay. But for now, give me something I can't be without. Give me reason to follow you down. I really want to, I'd really love to give you some. When I know nothing's right, I'll be taking you home tonight. I really want to, I'd really love. Tell me someone, I will be fine before the far cry crawls into the night. Help me to love hard as I might, and get by, and get by. Tell me someone, I will be fine before the far cry crawls into the night. Help me to love hard as I might, and get by, 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 and get by.
What should folks expect to see tonight from you at the Belasco Theater in downtown LA?
I think I can say with confidence, nothing that anyone's ever seen before. I think the tour that we have at the moment is one I'm so proud of, and it's taken a long time to put together, and I've been working on it for a long, long time, the performance of it. It's just me on stage, and it's the most fun I've ever had performing ever.
So was it just you the last time you were in LA? Because I know you had a previous date.
So it's still just me up on stage, but now I have more things to play with. That's kind of it. I push myself as far as I can to legally get away with playing with myself in front of people in public. And this is just another step from that.
It's Jack Garrett here, live in studio. He had a new album out called Phase.
Yeah.
Played some great tracks today, Weathered, Worry, and Far Cry.
Yeah.
He's at the Belasco Theater tonight. That's in downtown Los Angeles. Thank you so much again for stopping
up. No, thank you for having me. Thank you.
It's 88.5 KCSN.